Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host, and today we have got something special happening. So today, for the very first time on the Art of Intuition, we have got a gentleman who's going to be our guest. Now, Cody Ednar has been doing intuitive things for 35 years. Like, he's got 35 years of experience, plus probably now, about intuition. So what I would love him to do is bring forward a man's point of view to help you in your relationships or in situations and sort of address that stigma about intuition being women's intuition. Now, the first other thing I have to just notify you on, if you hear some background noises, we've got the painters happening outside. So that's quite interesting. And we'll see what happens with that. But first of all, let's welcome Cody. Hi, Cody. How are you?
Hi, Susan Jane. I'm great. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. To be the first man on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You're pretty special.
That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, you can handle it. No, you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
All right, Cody. First of all, we'll get back into the tin tacks. We'll get an understanding of who you are and how did you get into this? Because it happened when you were very young that you realized that you were quite intuitive.
It did. You know, when I was probably in my early teens, I should say I grew up in a family that was interested in metaphysics. So it's not like intuition or kind of delving into those ideas was that far out of the normal. So it was back at a time when astrology was kind of really big. My mom was studying astrology and, you know, there was a number of books that I was reading at a young age that were about awakening and energy. And I had an experience when I was about 14 going to a psychic reader, an intuitive. In fact, she was a palm reader of all things. And she, in that experience, I went with my aunt, and my aunt got a reading first. And as I was sitting along watching and listening, my aunt would ask a question and I would kind of have an answer come into my head. And then the psychic would say the same thing. And that was my first real, like, whoa, what's going on here? I'm somehow picking up what is being read. And I had this feeling at that time that I, like, oh, I could do this. This makes sense to me. This flow happened. And so that was my really first big experience with having my intuition turn on.
Wow. Yeah. So you've had the family support there, which is really quite amazing because a lot of people don't have that.
Exactly. Yes. And a lot of, you know, growing up, maybe my family was a little different because a lot of my friends certainly didn't have that perspective in their family. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to be honest, I don't feel I had that. But it's not until now when I talk to my parents who are in their early 90s and I realize how spiritual they were. They weren't religious, but they were very spiritual. And it's not until you get to be able to talk and discuss it with parents and to have an aunt to take you somewhere. That's truly amazing.
Yeah, it was really funny. I mean, she was the aunt that, you know, would kind of take you out to do crazy things, right? She was kind of the eccentric aunt, and I loved her. And she was taking me out for a day for my birthday, actually. And we were out at a bookstore, and there was a reader above the kind of in a loft area. And she said, "Hey, would you like to get a reading? I'll buy you a reading for your birthday." And it's kind of funny because when we got in there, I think she really wanted one because she went first and I kind of watched and then I got to get mine. But I had, because it worked out that way, I really had this awakening or this experience happen in me where I suddenly opened up into the energy. And in a sense, I matched the reader, which ironically, later I learned this is actually how we teach intuitive development in people is you come into an energy and in that energy is where you then open up. And the way you come into that energy oftentimes is you match someone else who is already there, who's been doing it for a while. So I had that just organically happen. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that really does make sense. It sits really, really well with me because I'd gone to a few readers and I used to think to myself, oh, they're not very good. They're telling me stuff I already know. And right. I believe that maybe that's what was happening as well. And that's why I sort of went, oh, I can do that myself. I didn't think that I could do that myself, but
right.
I thought I don't need to do that because they weren't giving me anything I didn't already know.
Right.
So, yeah, that's really interesting, really interesting. Yeah. And so that's how with your teaching, because I'll just pop this up onto show as well. With Cody, Cody's got a business called, or you can link up with him on Facebook in Intuitive Vision is his Facebook group, but he does intuitive training and you can go to the website energymattersacademy.com and he does training on there. And so this is one of the ways that you do it. You link up intuitives with somebody who is learning to be one and they start to connect energies that way. Is that how you look at it?
That's one aspect of training. There's a lot before that because we teach someone how to kind of connect with that internal part of them that is what we might consider their energy, like energy awareness and awakening to that, and then connecting more deeply with the information that can arise from there, which we might call your intuition. It goes by a lot of different names. We could call it being psychic, but it really is that intuitive mind or that intuitive part of you coming to the forefront so that you hear that part, which is always there. That's the interesting thing about energy and intuition and our inner voice. All of those things are there, but the world is so loud, it tends to drown out that level of information unless we get quiet and go inward and or it tends to cause us to question it. So we very often have an intuitive answer and then we talk ourselves out of it or we question it because we can't validate it or find validity, you know, in the maybe analytical side of ourselves. So part of intuitive development is learning how to not only kind of open the door to hear that part of you a little bit more, but learning how to trust it. And we have a lot of energetic tools to get us into the meditative space where we could access all that information. And it's very step by step.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So I want to go back again. You were 14. You're getting your palm read with your auntie right. for your birthday. What made you, and so you've had this sort of an epiphany, an understanding that you've really connected. And often you don't get that understanding straight away. Often it's you go away and then you sort of look back and go, oh, when you're doing your reflecting, you sort of go, well, actually, that's when it happened. But what yes. steps did you take after that? What did that epiphany open up for you?
Well, at that age and at that time, there certainly was not the access one would have now to information, right? I had to get, I got some cassette tapes on how to meditate and work with the chakras. And so I listened to those and tried to do that. I read more of those kinds of books. So they had been around the house. I started to read them more. And I had a general interest, you know. It is upon reflection that I really realized what happened, because when it happened, I didn't know what was happening to me. I just know that I had two kind of thoughts as I was, in a way, reading along with this psychic. And one was this thought of, oh, I could do this. And the other was, well, did this really make sense? Like in a way, the world didn't quite make sense to me. And then all of a sudden it did. And that's because it matched how I probably was seeing the world already, but didn't have a way to articulate it or make sense of it. A lot of times we don't have the language to express that intuitive part of ourselves. We just don't have a way to validate the information that we get from there until we do, until we run into some information or we read something or run into someone that says, well, yeah, that's you being intuitive. That's you being connected with your energy. And that's when the realization can really settle in. Nowadays, there's so much information out there to learn how to meditate, to learn how to turn inward, to go deeper into some of the questions of energy and intuition and tapping into that spiritual side of us. It was a little more difficult, you know, back when I was opening up to it in the 80s. So,
yeah, me too. And I used to, go to the library and just get out 10 books at a time, yeah. And all on that, all personal development, spiritual, awareness, all that sort of side of things.
Right.
And that was the only way we could learn, really. Whereas, like you say, nowadays there's so much information out there. The problem with nowadays, it's almost like the flip side. There's so much information. What do you take on and what do you let go? Because I know with the books, I would take on, like, as you're reading a book, you're getting an understanding of it, and there's parts there that you go, that really sits well with me. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna test that theory. Well, I'm a theory tester. So I would test that theory. And then there was other parts that you go, you know what? That doesn't quite sit right with me. And I think that's one of the things that I wanted to make sure it comes across on this podcast. It doesn't necessarily mean it's for you, but there's lots of elements that can help you. All right, so we're going back. You had 14 years old. You've had your palm read. You have an epiphany, and you go forward a little bit before you realize that was an epiphany. And it's not until you start to read these books or get this understanding that you can start to reflect back and go, oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, kind of. I think because I did listen to that tape later. And the interesting thing about that reading, I listened to it like a decade later when I had already discovered my intuitive ability, learned about it, was doing readings. I was teaching by that time, teaching meditation and the basic intuitive tools that we use, the energy tools. And I listened to that tape and it was kind of fun. I re-listened to it. I thought, wow, she was a pretty good reader because it was pretty good to hear what she had said and then being in the future and so much of it had been validated. And then at the end of her talking, she said, well, do you have a question? And I said, how do I develop my intuitive abilities? And that was my only question of her at 14 years old. So in hearing that, I realized I had been searching for that answer. And that answer really wasn't one that she could give me, partly because she was one of those psychics where it just turned on in her. And so it was more like a gift. It just, she was the one with the gift in the family and she didn't know how it happened to her. So it was about 3 or 4 years later, I saw this place that was both giving intuitive readings and teaching people how to meditate and how to open up to their intuition. And so I went to that place and got a reading. And and that reading was very wonderful. I had this kind of magical experience as the reader read me. He got to the point of asking about questions and kind of going towards the end of it. He said, would you like a healing? And I said, sure. And he kind of waved his hand around. We were sitting across from each other. And as he kind of waved his hand and started to move the energy, I felt this rush of energy and I had this flash of colors in my mind's eye. And I'd never felt anything like that. And I'd never really experienced anything quite like that. And I remember in that moment, I had this thought of, I have to learn how to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of found the place that had my answer because they taught it. And my question was, how do I develop this in myself? How do I learn it? And then I had that kind of connection of, oh yeah, I am ready to learn this. And I enrolled in classes right away and just began that journey of going into a place where it wasn't like reading a book anymore. It was interactive, experiential, delving into the intuitive part of oneself. So you would do things, you would talk about it with each other. The class would be in a group setting, so there's a lot of interaction about sharing what came up and what's happening. So there, you're learning to move into the place of awareness where this happens, highlight it, and then also process through what comes up, like all the self-doubt, all the uncertainty, all the questions that we have. And so that's really what's needed to take it to that next level, is a place where you start to develop your certainty because you get experience with it. And then you get to kind of talk about it with each other and with a teacher, a guide, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're getting that group happening and getting that feedback straight away. Yep. Yep. Yes. That is really important. All right. So you've done your palm reading. You've got an understanding. You've gone through and done a lot of your teaching and things like this. Now, I'm going to ask you this because in most of the circles that I have been in, as far as the spiritual circles that I've worked with, I've worked with women. So it's always, for us to say it's women's intuition, you know, it's a very, very well-known aspect.
Yes.
So when men start talking about intuition, I sort of go, oh, okay. Hang on a minute.
Right.
But it's crazy because there was certainly men in the groups that I was around, and I know everybody can read their intuition. Everyone has intuition. So it's no magic or anything like that. It's magical, but it's not magic. And so I guess when I've always referred to men, I've always referred to it as their gut instinct, you know, follow your gut, follow what your gut's saying. So I just want to get an understanding. As you're coming through the ranks like that, as I did, how did you experience it from a man's point of view? You know, what was it that you were looking for? I'll just explain this one little. This is where I'm going. In one particular group that I used to run a wellness, holistic wellness group, and once a month we would meet, and with all the healers and that were there, it was an opportunity to showcase their modality at a lower level to anybody walking in. So it was a way to sort of connect with people. So it was a holistic healing day. But I found in some of those, I saw men, not all men, obviously, but particularly as a couple, that were using spirituality as a form of dating or not in a nice way, not in a very positive way. And so, you know, the stigma around spirituality or around intuition and that side of things, there's always that element there. So I want to get an understanding of how you were experiencing it as you were coming through. Did you experience the flip side? Freaking women everywhere, you know, like, come on, us boys can do it as well. Something to that effect. What did you have to experience?
Right. I mean, certainly I experienced that. I didn't have that thought, but because, yes, it was typically 70% women or 80% women sometimes in classes. And, you know, a couple of guys. And there was certainly those classes that I was in where I was maybe the only man in the class. Or young, at the time I was 17, 18, I was a very young man. There's a couple of things. Certainly one is that notion of women's intuition. So when we think of intuition, we think of it being something that women have. And one of the things that that creates is it creates a lot of permission for a woman to explore that part of herself. There's not a denial of that part of themselves. And there's maybe even a little acknowledgement and instruction about it growing up, even if it's only at the level of relating to others in the world and being safe, but following your feelings and your intuition, where men don't necessarily have that. So for a man, there's not necessarily the permission to pursue it as an intuition. You're right. It is maybe like more of a gut feeling could be validated. And so there's a little maybe different experience that a man has. It's still our intuition, but mostly our intuition is expressed relative to what we're pursuing in life. So for a man, maybe my intuition's relative to for somehow being successful or creating something or building, where maybe in for you as a female, your intuition was relative to connecting with people and what you might be interested in sharing and working on. So there is seems to be a little different lens that we look through, but we all do have intuition or psychic awareness or that sensitivity where we could tap into energy awareness. But luckily, I found a place where there was enough men around that we could talk about how we experienced our own intuition and what that might mean for us. So that we actually did have a men's group and some men's classes. I think one of the things that we recognized that helped me continue on this path was we recognized that male energy and female energy and how that might be different for each of us in our own body and how to work with that, how to tap into that part of ourselves, validate it, balance it, and kind of connect with it and discover who you are versus try to model, you know, like try to be one thing or the other. It's like we all have these energies that we can tap into in ourselves. And then through that, we can discover how we would express what we might consider that intuitive part of ourselves. I have one story that comes to mind. After I had gone through for a number of years and I was teaching a class, it was a very beginner, we called it Breaking the Ice. So it was for people who were interested in intuitive stuff, but weren't quite so sure. Maybe it's real, maybe not. Prove it to me. Let's explore it a little bit. And so I had this class and I can't remember what we were doing. We were playing some games though that would bring us to an awareness of our intuition. And this one gentleman in the class, he was kind of older and I think someone else had drug him in. Maybe his daughter or something was a younger person had drug him in and, you know, said, come do this class. This will be good for you. And so, you know, we're going through the class and we get to this point where we kind of bring to awareness an aspect of the intuition. And all of a sudden this light bulb, you can just see his face light up and this light bulb go off. And so as we're talking about, well, what happened? He had this realization as he kind of tapped into that part of himself. He said, well, that was just my common sense. And I've always wondered why nobody else has this common sense. And I said, yes, that is it. There was no permission to have it as an intuitive awareness. So you had to call it something else. And so a man, oftentimes, it's just their common sense, that stuff that they're getting that doesn't make sense. There's nothing around them that should indicate it, but they have it. They may tell themselves, oh, I just have a keen common sense or a good common sense. No, that was his intuition. And that was like a huge awakening for him to realize that all of these things that he was noticing about people and relationships and situations and no one else knew, like how do you know that? Well, it's just my common sense. was actually him being psychic and reading something about a situation, knowing something more than anybody else knew about it, but he couldn't call it his intuition. He couldn't say, I tapped into my intuition as a man.
He just could, he hadn't labeled it that way. Yeah.
Right. There were, we don't have language for it in our.
Yeah. I know with my partner, he does a bit of different things, and he often says to me, am I going crazy? Because this, and he starts talking about stuff and I go, no, you know. Going crazy. So yeah, I get where you're coming from. It's just and I love how you said we had the permission, because intuition and women, it's like you have the permission to do it. And I guess that's where that stigma comes in with the men, and calling it a gut instinct gives them, or gives, you know, gives men an understanding of it. So it's language for them, I guess. You know, you're putting it down to words that they understand, or words that mean something to them.
Right. And you're right. Like that notion of intuition in a man, we don't even necessarily know what that means, or men don't in general. What exactly does that mean? But that gut feeling, or that kind of knowing about what to, you know, to go left or right. Like that is part of our intuitive capacity, but maybe that word doesn't quite connect with a man.
Partly
because intuition also has a connotation of it, that it comes from your feelings. And so it's kind of connected to a lot of emotion and feelings that women have a lot more connection with and a lot more freedom to articulate. And, you know, the complaint about a man always is, well, you're not exploring your feelings or open to feelings enough, or talking about and connecting with your feelings. And since intuition seems to be quite linked with that, that's another kind of barrier toward a man kind of stepping into that space and working with it. So the language isn't quite right. And it's not really that men don't feel. I mean, we're all emotional beings. The body is nothing but a bundle of emotions, but it's how we relate to the feelings and what we do with them and how we process them that seems to be different between men and women. And so then that language needs to somehow recognize both. And I don't know how we bridge that. Certainly there are more and more men now, you know, with meditation being such a big thing, there are more men moving in that direction where meditation is fine for a man to do, and certainly fine for women to do. And through that, you can't help but, if you meditate long enough, you can't help but have something awaken where you go, wait, what's this? How did I know that? How do I all of a sudden kind of have a vision arise about the day, and then I go through the day and it happens? Like all these little intuitive things start to awaken and happen if we go deep enough into meditation. So there's a lot more men actually these days, it seems, at least in our classes, that are awakening to this side of themselves. And there's actually more permission than there was 30, 40 years ago. For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And while you're on that, Cody, I just want to let everyone know that Cody does co-host a podcast, and it's called Energy Matters Podcast. So if you want to get a bit more understanding of that side of it, tune into Energy Matters Podcast, and you'll get a better understanding of you're co-hosting that, Cody. Who do you co-host it with? Is it another gentleman or is it a lady?
Yes, actually another gentleman. David Gandelman and I. Yeah, so we both teach the intuitive training. We run it about once a year. So the next one, it'll start sometime in March usually. Yeah, it's a year-long intuitive training program. So
Yep. Okay, and you can get that at energymattersacademy.com or put some expressions of interest, because you haven't got a set date on the next one yet. Is that correct?
Yes, so you could sign up for our email list, and you'll be notified when when the next one comes up, but we don't have a set date just yet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We've still got some time and I'm going to ask you some really hard questions now.
Oh, no.
No, they won't be. What I want to get an understanding of, because I really love how you have put forward intuition as far as the man's point of view. I really, really love that. And in fact, it's not always called intuition, but we still call it that way. And I have always called it this energy, as you've said. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we do need to label it to get an understanding. So if in say my instance with my partner, when he goes, oh, I think I'm going crazy, this is coming through. You know, he gets a lot of the thoughts and a lot of the visuals come through, mm-hmm. Intuitive visuals and intuitive thoughts. How can I help him or support him in when he is experiencing things like that? And I'm not necessarily direct that personally to me, but right. to the listeners, you know, like if you've got a young lady that's trying to develop her intuition or she's going through the motions of that, how is she relating to her partner with that? Because I know with my ex, I never ever spoke of it. Yet with right. my partner now, we often speak of spirituality and things like that. How can we broach that? How can we bridge that gap a little bit? That's right. a hard question.
That is a hard question, actually. it really is a hard question because sometimes what happens in a relationship is one person really starts to turn on and develop their intuition and the other person isn't quite there. And like I mentioned that in that class, you know, that one gentleman was there and someone drug him into the class. And that would happen very often and say, you know, you need to hear this. You need to open up to this. And so there always is a little bit of a question around how do you, one, share what is happening with you if you're awakening in your intuition, if you're becoming more acutely aware of it. And then two is kind of support the partner in validating them to also awaken and express that part of themselves. For me, it always comes back to the simplest place to begin is to start to delve into some form of meditation and or, you know, some form of reading a book. And I know your question being, if someone starts to awaken and then they think they're going crazy or not, or having self-doubts, how do you support them in getting through that? I think one of the best ways to support someone, or at least for me, what it would be, is to share something that you went through that's similar and how you realized that, you know, you were able to validate what you experienced or awakened to. It's okay to say, yeah, I know what you mean. I had that same experience. I had this feeling or intuition about this event, and then it happened, and it took me a while to kind of validate, oh, this is coming from, you know, somewhere else. It's coming from a spiritual part of oneself. So I think that's the best way to kind of validate it for someone else when they're having their doubts. I mean, that's kind of what we do in a group class setting. Is someone has an experience, but they're doubting it. They start to share it. And then someone else says, oh my gosh, I had this same experience. And then we start to go, oh, so maybe there's something here. Now, how do we talk about it? And how do we go deeper into it? So oftentimes the best way to validate someone else when they're awakening isn't to instruct so much as share a similar experience or something that would help them see, oh, it's, I'm not going crazy. I'm not losing it. I'm not making stuff up. Like, this is actually something other people experience or go through, which is why a group setting is so important if we're really going to go deep into learning about this stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, it does. I used to hold a weekly group and we would go through different modalities and different things like that mm-hmm. each week. And one of the things that we did was we did a meditation at the end. So it was a semi-guided. So we started off as a guided meditation, and then you allowed the space and the time for them to just do, see, be whatever they wanted, and then you brought them back. And then straight away we would then go around the room. Whoever wanted to share could share. And it was really surprising how many of them saw a similar thing, how many of them saw something very similar in their own symbols, in their own visions, but they would see something similar. And it just concreted your meditation. It just concreted everything, saying, well, hang on, I'm not just making this up. Because if I want to make something up, I can make it up. I can sit there and go, oh, okay, so today I'm going to the zoo, and off I go. But when you just sit there and you don't have a space to be, and things start to happen, it's like, wow, what's going on? So yeah, it's a group work in that sort of aspect really secures things. And it sounds like you did something similar to what I did, in the fact that you did a lot of individual learning. You had to get a little bit of an understanding first, and then you went into the groups, and then you sort of concreted that understanding as you went through.
Yes. That's certainly a part of it. And, you know, that is one, you just mentioned something that really I connect with, that is one of the difficulties in turning on and kind of getting into one's intuition, which is that the intuition and awareness at this kind of energy or spirit level happens in your mind's eye. And there's two things you can do there. You can create something, you can make something up. And you can also perceive something. You can let something come into you and give you an impression in that space. So opening up to our intuition, learning to connect with, in a sense, we call it read energy or read an aura, is done when you allow the impression to come into you and then you articulate it. It doesn't feel that much different than when you make something up that comes into that imaging part of you and you would articulate it. So it is subtle. You have to learn to tell the difference. But when something arises there, very often the first thing is a person says, well, I'm just making this up, because it happens in the same place that we do make stuff up. It's just learning how to shift to where you're not the one driving the impression, you're allowing something to come in, an impression to come into you. And, you know, as I say that, that may be one of the subtle differences between women and their intuition and men, because men do tend to drive things forward and aren't that open to letting impressions come in, where women tend to be much more sensitive and able to let an impression come in. We certainly do that with our kids, where a man will push for, do this, and a woman will say, what do you need? And reading is about saying, what do you need? Yeah.
Absolutely. I've never heard it put that way, but that is,
I've never thought of it that way before.
That is amazing. Yeah, because it is. We're so busy going forward. And like you say, men are, okay, we'll solve that problem. You know, what do I need to do to solve that? To be open to receiving it. And, of course, the best way to be open to receiving it is meditation.
Yes. Yes. So whether for men or women, yes, when you meditate, you open yourself up to receiving, and you get in touch with that part of yourself that isn't fighting to push out into the world, but is just being. And in that being, you're open to receive. So, and it happens for everybody. If they meditate long enough, they get to that place. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Wow. Really loved. I love how that was brought forward, because that does make sense. I'm thinking about it, or I'm receiving the thoughts. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's when you receive it as a thought, or you receive it as an image. You know, you receive and then
process. Each of us kind of, there's all different ways that we can receive, because really we use intuition, or psychic is the real blanket word, but in every energy center, in every chakra, there's an ability to receive energy and interpret it. So whether it's in our second chakra and we feel it, so we're very empathic, we respond at a feeling level, all the way up to our sixth chakra, which is where we would see, and we call that clairvoyance.
So
the thing about intuition to me is it's where I could call this like clairvoyance, and I can have clairaudience, and I can have clairsentience in the second. Intuition is really that place where all of the things kind of come together and I get an impression or information arise, and I don't really know exactly where it came from, but it's like it all is working together and I have this intuition. That's my sense of it. When we teach people to read energy, we're teaching them to really focus on seeing it and to develop that part of themselves and develop their clairvoyance. Because when you can see, there's so many other things you can then do relative to the energy. It's kind of like standing back and seeing the whole landscape versus getting into the position where you're feeling it and then having reactions to it and all these different things. So we really work to bring someone into that place where they can see energy. And it's not to negate the other impressions. It's just to have that focal point of seeing seems to be very powerful.
Yes, it's a great way to start it as well and get it going. And then you do get awareness of the other sides of it. But also with the seeing too, when you think about it, like a picture can tell 1,000 words, you know.
You
bring that one shot in and then all of a sudden you can look into it a little bit deeper and then you can look into the feeling of it. Then you can, you know, go further and further into it. You know, why are they wearing a brown outfit instead of wearing a blue one? So why are we seeing it that way instead of this way? And we look at it all in that aspect. In my workshops, I didn't even realize too, but I was focusing on that because I do the intuitive flowers. So they draw or they choose a flower that represents their goal, and then you go through all the elements of that picture. And get an understanding of what that means and why did you pick those colors? Why did you pick that particular flower? Why did you pick a group of flowers? You know, and that's your intuition kicking in, and this is what it's saying. So, I really like that. So we focus on the third eye, on the sixth chakra, and you go from there. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I've got to tell everybody again. energymattersacademy.com. So put your expressions of interest in if you want to do some intuitive training with Cody and your other co-host. What else I wanted to do, I just wanted to show everybody to your contact email. So if you do want to contact Cody, it is Cody, C-O-D-Y, at intuitivevision.net. Okay, so you can connect with him that way as well.
And that's my website as well. Intuitivevision.net is my
website. Yep. Okay. All right. So the Energy Matters is Academy, so the shared one, and then intuitivevision.net is the your one. Oh, beautiful. Great. Yeah. And I heard you've just moved from one place to another as well.
I did. I moved across the states. So I moved from Colorado out to Oregon just recently, yes.
Oh, okay, cool. In the United States, all right. Yeah. One other thing I just wanted to bring forward before we do say anything, I just want to remind people again on the Facebook. So if you want to follow our Facebook page is Intuitive Vision as well. So you can follow Katie on Intuitive Vision as well. Yeah. Yes. All right. So that's all the work stuff done. So we've talked about how you first started out. We've got an understanding of why the language is slightly different between male and female. And we've also got an understanding of, because of the language and that permission, that's why there's that sort of a stigma between the two. But we can bridge that by being a bit more open and a bit more aware. And when our partners do come up with some interesting concepts or thoughts or ideas, we don't just shut them down. We can turn around and get an understanding that they're getting this gut feeling. They could be using their intuition. It might not just be a thought out there. It could be very, very clear. They may have been receiving it, not creating it.
Yes,
that was the next bit we went through. So about how we receive it, and the best way, obviously, to do that is through meditation to start with and get ourselves going. Anything else you want to bring forward? We are starting to get through on the time, so I'd love to. Anything else you want to bring forward, Cody?
I think one thing that seems to happen often, which is it can be feel a little bit daunting, like it's how do I get started? And it can feel, especially if one's already opening up and feeling overwhelmed with their intuition, it's like, well, if I go further in that direction, you know, is it going to get worse? I don't want to open myself up. I want to get a handle on this. So two things. One is that it's very important to kind of keep it simple. So it is fine to start exploring different meditation practices, finding one that feels good to you, and just trying to do something a few minutes each day can make a huge difference in our lives. So we don't have to start big. We just have to start kind of moving our attention into this part of ourselves in a somewhat kind of calm, structured way. So meditation tends to be the best thing for that. Ultimately, where we like to take it is teaching some energy awareness tools so that we can start to learn how to manage the intuition and the impressions that are coming in and how to kind of manage our own energy. But again, starting small is really, or it's just starting with something that you're drawn to and connect with is the most important thing, because then your intuition, once you start to tap into that part of yourself, it is like an inner guidance system. It tends to lead you then to that next thing that you need. It tends to maybe even bring that person or that information into your world to get the next step or the next answer that you're looking for. So all we have to do is be open to turning our attention into that part of ourselves, listening to it a little bit, meditating a little bit, and it seems like the next steps in the path start to unfold for people. I've seen that time and time again. So it's not the big, grandiose answer we need to get. It's the little connection each day that we need to foster.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And when you think about it in your life, Cody, and even in mine, like we started so young and we've gone all that way. So people could look at us now and go, oh, but you're so, you know, this and you're so that. But it's taken us long, long time to get there.
Oh, absolutely.
But the journey is what it's all about. It's those aha moments that we get. And I know that when I did my life coaching course, the biggest thing we had to do was meditation, the biggest thing, because if we didn't know who we were, how do we help somebody else?
Yes, and that's the biggest thing if you're going to delve into your intuitive side and then develop it and actually start to use it is meditation, because if you're not connected with and healing yourself, you'll get to a point where you just can't go there anymore because there's too much unprocessed energy. And so many intuitives or people start to open up to their intuitive side, and it's overwhelming, and they shut themselves back down. And certainly many people that find their way to our classes, you know, were intuitive and certainly had this as a child, and then they know they shut it off because it was too overwhelming in the world to go out if you're open in that way without some tools and some understanding and a way to manage it. And meditation seems to be that central theme, where that place where you can go, where you end up managing it, basically. That's a funny way to think about it, because it's so much more dynamic than that. When you really have a meditation practice, it's the place you get those ahas and those answers, right? Yeah. So it's really powerful.
Yeah, and it's quite funny, because it's like if you want to do something, like if you want to learn how to develop your intuition, you've got to do nothing. Because meditation is basically do nothing. Allow it to be, to come in. To action something, we have to not action it almost, which is really quite strange.
Yeah, it is. But what's that?
I was going to say it's quite hard for people that are so busy to actually stop. That was one of the biggest things I had to do. I had to actually delegate time each day to do my meditation practice. I had to, you know, put it into the calendar and go, I'm going to do it then, or it just doesn't get done.
It's true. It is very true. It's hard to start meditating, and it's hard to kind of create a practice and get the time. Something you just said brought me back to something I said in the beginning, which is that intuitive awareness and energy awareness and all of that is kind of happens in the subtle part of us. And it tends to get drowned out by the world. The world is so noisy that we can't hear our own intuition. And so meditation is that place to get quiet enough to hear what's there. So it isn't, like you say, an action pushing forward that you do. It's a quiet pulling inward that you do. And then you suddenly hear this other voice or this other part of yourself that is where the intuition and that information resides. And then it kind of comes to the surface. And then it's just all about getting enough experience to trust it, interpret it, understand it. Some of it doesn't make sense, you know, right off. Absolutely. You have to play with it.
Yeah. And we all have our own symbols and because of our own lives and what our spirits experience and all the rest of it, we all see things a little bit differently. So, we all have our own symbols or aspects of it. So, But first things first, meditate. Like you say, a couple of minutes a day, just start getting into the practice of it.
Yes. And it is like building a muscle. It is. You know, a few minutes a day suddenly turns into 10 minutes a day, which can turn into 15, you know, and you get up to where you sit long enough that you really feel connected. And usually that 20 to 30 minutes is usually what it takes to really quiet the mind and get to that connection. But we build up, we start with 5 minutes, 3 minutes even, and we build up to kind of exploring that part of ourselves, just like building a muscle.
Absolutely. Oh, that's amazing. There was something else that came, but it's gone. Thank you so much for that. That was such a good interview. It was really enjoyable. Thank you, Cody.
Oh, thanks for having me, Susan Jane. This is great. I'm so glad.
And my first boy. Woohoo!
Yes, I know. So funny.
No, it's so good. Like I said, you can connect with Cody on Facebook, on Intuitive Vision. You can connect with him through the email or energymattersacademy.net. So there's plenty of ways to connect. So once you've started doing this practice of your meditation, you get into a habit of that, then I would suggest, and I'm pretty sure Cody would, start looking at some groups.
Yes.
So do get some a little bit more formal training. So either go into a class, go into a group. But again, you're going to have different energies there, and sometimes you can clash with them a little bit. So don't be afraid to go to a couple of different groups and see which ones suit you.
Yes, it is important to find that place that you fit, that you're comfortable, that group. And it's no different I studied martial arts for years. It's no different picking that group that you're going to interact with and learn from, that dojo, as I would say. You have to fit, or you just aren't going to want to go. So it's the same in a meditation group or a healing circle or an intuitive training practice. You have to feel kind of drawn to it and comfortable being there in order to stick it out. Otherwise, you will find yourself resisting going. If you have to look around a little bit, you know, the great thing now is there are so many groups and so many different ways to connect, over through Zoom and just over the internet and then in person, that we have way more options than I had when I started. There was kind of one group, basically. So you either made yourself fit or you didn't get to learn it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You had to suck it up, princess, and yeah, keep going.
You did. You did. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much again. I've told everybody how to connect with you. And I think that's it. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. Stay on the line. I'll just do the little bit of closing and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Cody.
Thank you.
Right. I press this button and wow, that was really good. How exciting to have the first man on the show. And I've actually got a couple more lined up too. So we want to try and get this happy medium with the masculine energy and the feminine energy. Although we've got both in our bodies, it's nice to have that understanding when we've got that energy. But what I really liked about this was the language that men use is just different to what women are. The focus that they've got is different to what women is. But it doesn't mean it's wrong or right. And it's just so nice when you can get that understanding and connect with your partner in that way or with other people in that way. So that was really, really good. But anyway, like it. What do I have to say? Like the podcast or tick the like button or subscribe button or whatever it is you have to do. You know what you have to do. You can connect with me on Facebook as well on my Intuitive Personal Development group. If you want to jump on there, I do a live reading every Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, that is Australian time. That's about it. Check out theartofintuition.com.au website, and I've got some courses on there too if you want to learn how to do flower readings. There you go, that's another way to start. But that's it for today. Have a great week, and I will see you next week. Okay, bye for now.